again. 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Possessing your possession, and this is your spiritual heritage. If you have ever heard any message, I'd like you to hear this message very clear. Your spiritual heritage. I wanted us to know the value of our spiritual heritage, and then the content of our spiritual responsibilities. Take note of the following. Number one, the spiritual. All right, spirituality is foundation for destiny. The spiritual is the platform for destiny. Second, the spiritual is the root that produces the fruit for life. When the root of the spiritual is in place, you don't beg for fruit. That was why he said in John chapter 6 verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Third, to prevail with God is to prevail in life. To succeed with God is to succeed in life. Fourth, progress in the direction of God is progress in the direction of good. It is not possible to make progress with God and stand still on it. Progress in the direction of God is progress in the direction of good. Finally, to seek God first is to find the first place on earth. When we seek God first, we locate the first places in life. Sixth, your spiritual position determines your physical possession. Spiritual position affects physical possession. Spiritual position affects physical possession. Pastor, do you have any proof? Do you have anything to confirm what you are saying? Yes. Give you three examples. Daniel. Daniel had a position in the spirit realm, and he had possession on the earth. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. Daniel purposed in his heart, he will not defile himself. Daniel chapter 6 verse 10. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. As at other times. What did that do for Daniel? Daniel chapter 2 verse 48. The king made Daniel a great man. And gave him many great gifts. And made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon. And chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. What did that do for Daniel? Daniel chapter 5 verse 29. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet, and put a chain of gold about his neck, and made him and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. What did spirituality do for Daniel? Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. And it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. And then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. What did that do for Daniel? Daniel chapter 6 verse 28. And then this Daniel prospered. So this Daniel, there may be other Daniels, but this particular one prospered. In the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian, because he took a spiritual position. You never lose serving God. You never lose going far with God. Don't let anybody deceive you that you are wasting time with God. We have not wasted our time. We haven't wasted our time. You are not wasting your time. Is God speaking to anybody here? Say louder, amen. Say after me, I will locate my position in God and connect my possession on the earth. Say it like you mean it. Say, I will locate my position in God and connect my possession on the earth. Say it louder. I will locate my position in God and connect my possession on the air. After tonight, I want you to upgrade your consecration. I want you to shift in your level of devotion. I want you to waste your life like the song said again and again. Because your position with God determines your possession, both in time and eternity. Do I have another example? Esther. Esther was what I call a hyper spiritual queen. Hyper spiritual. Excessively spiritual. Queen of the Persian Empire. A queen, first lady, fasting ruggedly for 3 days. In Esther chapter 4 verse 16, she said, go gather the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, you know, people have decreasing spirituality with increasing prosperity. That is what normally happens. And that is what normally happens. They have decreasing spirituality with increasing prosperity. That's the normal trend. When it is better for people, it is worse with them in their relationship with God. Am I communicating? I was talking to one man some time ago, and I said to him, I hear that you are no longer praying like you used to do. He said the problems that used to make him to pray are no more there. I said, that is an error. That is an error. I said, whatever you did that brought you to where you are is what you must keep doing to keep you where you are and to take you beyond there. And he learnt it on the spot and reversed his step. Most people, increasing prosperity equals decreasing spirituality. But let me tell you, when your authority increases, your spirituality must double to sustain that authority. When your authority begins to increase, when your notoriety begins to increase, when your popularity begins to increase, and your prosperity begins to increase, your spirituality must multiply to overwhelm every tendency of enemy hostility. That is why Esther gets my attention, and it gets anybody's attention. This was a queen. The people who were being troubled were outside the palace, but this queen was still fasting 3-4 days dry. Drink neither water, eat no food. And if I am to die, let me die. And God said, you cannot die like that. You can't die like that. For talking like this, I expand your reign. I emphasize. And now, how many of you know that people don't fast by accident? Spirituality doesn't happen by accident. It happens habitually. If she didn't understand fasting and fasting dry, she wouldn't call fasting on the spot like that. It looks to me like that was her secret. That was what brought her to where she was. And she was going to continue like that to deliver her people. Am I communicating at all? Please intensify your spirituality. Intensify your spiritual exercise. Because when your roots deepen spiritually, your fruits multiply physically. I prophesy to somebody here, as you are going to be accepting new spiritual responsibilities, as you are going to be accepting new spiritual responsibilities in this season, your authority shall multiply. It shall multiply. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I'm going to show you some things about Abraham. Because we sing all the time, Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed in the evening. Abraham's blessings are mine. And that's good to sing. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. As it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. What kind of spirituality did Abraham exhibit? I will show you. 1. Genesis chapter 19 verse 27. If you want to call it A. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. If you read it well, that word is a present continuous tense. He stood, he's standing, he will stand. He stood, he is studying. That is his habitual, perpetual, perennial, tenacious lifestyle. So what are you talking about? What kind of person was Abraham? 1. Buoyant, devotional prayer life. He was a man who had a prayer life that was buoyant. He went to the place where he stood before the Lord. So in case you are trusting God for the dimension of possession of Abraham, you must be ready for a spiritual life, a prayer life, a devotional life that is buoyant. Who was Abraham? Number 2. Genesis chapter 18 verse 19. He said, "For I know him, that he will command his children, commando his children and his household." Children, what is the difference between children and household? Children is his family. Household is workforce, employee. Everybody who feeds from his table. Everybody. I mean, you remember how he armed for how many? 317 or 18 hired servants that were born in his house. That was Genesis 14:14. Now, he will command his household and command his children after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham. For doing this, God will cause Abraham to see what God spoke to him. Who was Abraham? Second, an evangelistic discipler. A person with an evangelistic heart and with the life of a discipler. Abraham was not just reveling in money or wealth or just I'm swimming in the blessing of the Lord. He was a man who will command his children and command his workforce, his employees, to follow and serve his maker. When was the last time you led somebody to Christ? I'll come to that shortly. Who was Abraham? Thirdly, in Genesis chapter 22, verse 5, when he was taking Isaac to the mountain, he told his Abraham, said to his men, "Abide ye here with the ass. I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you." Number 4, Abraham was a chronic worshiper. Then how will God not make him the largest in his generation? Who was Abraham? Abraham, Abraham, number 4, was an addicted giver and sacrificer. For Abraham, nothing was too big to give to God. Addicted giver, addicted sacrificer. Genesis chapter 14, verse 18 to 20. And Melchizedek, king of Sodom, of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was a priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thy hand." And he gave him the tithes of all. Abraham was the first person to tithe in scripture. He didn't read it from a book. He didn't hear it from a preacher. He heard it as a covenant detail given to God from him. The law of Moses had not come. He didn't read it from the law of Moses. Law came 430 years later. So it's not it wasn't a matter of the law. It was a matter of the covenant. A man was giving to God without preaching, and people are hearing preaching without giving. And they are wondering why nothing is working. Addicted giver, sacrificer. Who was Abraham? Number 5, Abraham was a passionate lover of people. Human welfare was at the back of his heart. Abraham armed his hired servant born in his house. How many people have fed from your table? Out of your salary, who else benefits from it? I was driving through the premises here this afternoon after the morning session. And one of my friends that we met for the first time in the garden yesterday is my friend. It's like, I think about 8 years old. moment he saw me, he wanted to jump the fence, to run to meet me. And I said, calm down, calm down, calm down. Let me meet you there, don't jump. And I went and met him, gave each other a high five, asked after each other's welfare. And then we parted ways. Today, I was driving in, I ran again across the road and met me. And I stopped. I said, so what's happening? He said, well, something like, I didn't tell you yesterday, but I want to let you know today that I am not going to school because my father is dead. Oh. You saw that boy yesterday. He said, and my mother cannot pay my school fees. I looked at him, I said, it is done. It's done. Meet this guy and let him meet your mother. It is done. He said, I asked them to pick them, to bring them for me. And two of them. And he said, they were screaming inside the vehicle. I said, their dream has come to pass. You are the dream of somebody. God wants to use you as an answer to somebody's question. He wants to use you to, if you see the boy, he doesn't look it. He was chubby looking, wearing jeans. But he said, his father is dead. It melted my heart. Abraham carried other people's children, 318, and trained them. 318. How many people's children have you trained? And you don't need to have the money to start it. What you need is the heart. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? We can say more things about Abraham, but before we say Abraham's blessings are mine, understand Abraham. Do you know Abraham to the point where he didn't only own things on earth? I'm sure you read that, you didn't understand what he said. Look at it. Genesis 14:19. When Melchizedek was blessing him, and he blessed him and he said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor. Many times when you read it, you think he was talking about God, who is possessor of heaven and earth. Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God. Which Abraham is possessor of heaven and earth. You will know it's Abraham he's talking about, because in verse 20 now, he now went straight to God now. And blessed be the Most High God. And blessed. So when I say blessed be the Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, I'm still dealing with Abraham. That is, Abraham has come to a point with God where he can access whatever God has. Whatever God had or has. Do you see that? Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Abraham of the Most High God has become possessor of heaven and earth. And then blessed be the Most High God. That is in addition. Do you see that? What is the meaning of that? Anything on earth that God has available is available for Abraham. Anything beyond the skies that Abraham needs is available for him. That was the way Abraham took to go there. We are talking of possessing our possession. Most of us is on earth. Abraham had possession everywhere. And these were the secrets of Abraham. If I am to go further, therefore, what are the marks of quality spirituality? Now, putting Abraham together with other people in scripture, how do you know that your spiritual journey is faring at least to some extent? First of all, of course, will be quality devotional life. Quality. A quality devotional life that translates into upright living. Abraham stood in the place. He went to the place where he stood
spoke before God.
There was a series of Bible materials that I used to have a few years ago that went down with a particular computer, a particular system. I think it was computer, right? That went down with them. Yesterday, in the course of the preaching, while I was preaching the message, I was also hearing the preaching myself. And I told my wife, I said, that those materials, I remember some of the content of them, very, very lethal. I remember something I read from that those materials one day. He said, you will never know how dirty a white sheep is until it is standing on snow. He looks so clean, but in standing on snow, you will identify the spot. And yet, you cannot take snow before God. It is still dirty there. So I said, I want you to help me look for, let's check the system. And I want to look for those materials. It crashed with the system. Some of the ancient people, Spurgeon kind of people. Quality, that is, you yourself, you are aware that your prayer life is healthy. Quality devotional life. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Praying always, praying always, praying always. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17, he says, and pray without ceasing. That is one. Number two is vibrant word study. Where you are not studying to preach or studying to share, but eating to live. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. Study to show yourself approved of God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word. Light is the food of faith, and Rhema is the food of the spirit. The way you eat physical food and your body is healthy, that is the way you see light from scripture and your spirit is healthy. Quality devotional life, vibrant word study. Number three, periodic consecrational fast. Periodic consecrational fast. Almost everybody fasts when there is a problem. Only devoted people fast habitually. Almost everybody fasts because a witch threatened them, or they are up to age to marry and no husband here, or they are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. But devoted people fast as a lifestyle. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 16, he said, moreover, when you fast, fasting is not a matter of if, it is a matter of when. When you fast, when? Everybody is duty bound to fast and wait on the Lord periodically. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 27, 1 Corinthians 11, Paul the apostle speaking. 2 Corinthians 11:27. Paul the Apostle speaking said, in fastings, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. One of the things I introduced, that was introduced when I met my wife over 27, 28 years ago, we're not married yet, was a routine weekly fast. I had a day of fasting every week. And as we're starting relationship for marriage, one day was added to that day where we'll fast and pray. And we did that for 2 years and 3 months and 4 months before getting married for the future. It is not something it is automatic in the system. It's not something to be reminded. There was a time in my life please don't think I'm extreme. It's because of the kind of passion I was having and still having. It was as if to eat before 12 or 1 was as if I have committed something wrong. The food couldn't have taste. Now there are different kinds of fasting. You might be able to eat breakfast, and then after breakfast you don't eat again. That is still fasting. If you ate by 10 a.m. and you didn't eat again till 10 a.m. tomorrow, you have fasted for 24 hours. That's a valid, legitimate fast. So it depends on how people's different procedures and cycles are. But where you are just burning, you are burning, equal to urgencies, ready to tackle whatever comes. Kenneth Hagin calls it the fasted life. Am I communicating at all? I see somebody stepping into a new realm of power. If you are that person, your amen will be the loudest. Can you say it like a believer? Can you shout it like a believer? Number 4 is quality worship life. Quality worship and praise. And this does not have to do with a voice that sings. It has to do with a heart of gratitude. Psalm 150 verse 6 said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The Bible said, these people have I formed for myself. We saw it. Isaiah 43 verse 21. They shall show forth my praise. A heart of gratitude. It starts with that morning prayer time. Father, thank you for this and thank you for that and thank you for this. And you keep a song in your heart. There are situations that come and at times I tell, devil, you can't steal my joy. I deny you the opportunity. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be happy. Quality prayer. Now, if you can't sing it yourself, you saturate your environment, your climate with that worship. It tows you along. Identify and notice the slightest opportunities to say thank you to Jehovah. Don't be too big to bow for your maker. Quality worship life. Number 5 is committed kingdom service. How am I doing? Are you doing well spiritually? Committed kingdom service is part of the measure. If you are on fire, you will serve. That's what he said in Romans 12:11. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. The reason why anybody is not serving the Lord is that fire is lacking. fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. If you carry fire, you will be fueled for service. Woo! Since I gave my life to Christ first, 41 years ago, in the year of 1979, and then rededicated my life to Christ 34 years ago, in the year of 1986, I have never been begged to serve. I have never sat in church where they are looking for workers. I am the one who look for work. On the campus and campus fellowship, I already went into the campus fellowship venue, cleaned out the place before the fellowship started, and that was my first time on the fellowship. 1986, first time. Then I stood at the gate welcoming those who were already members. First time. People are wondering, what is this an usher? Who is this? When you see God bless people, find out why. There are pastors who are not workers. They carry the title, but they don't have the heart of a worker. One man of God told me some time ago, he said, Pastor Paul, you know why God is blessing you? You are not a GO yet. You are still a worker. I'm still a worker. Still a worker, and I enjoy being. Please, everyone seated here, go and be a worker. Go and be a worker. I said it on Wednesday night. You can be a billionaire and be an usher. You can be a multi-millionaire and be a sanctuary keeper. It's more dignified that way. I saw one of our pastors pastoring one of the villages. Rural villages in this conference. I'm meeting him and seeing him. I'm knowing each other for the first time. He said, I'm the pastor of so-and-so location, so-and-so place. I said, wow, happy to see you. The way we interacted, as if we knew Tun Yoshi. I said, I'll be visiting the state some time ago, and I would like to pay visit to that village location. He said, oh, he's going to announce to the people. I said, don't announce yet. And I say, just tell them I'm greeting them. And then I say, can I have the privilege of having a snapshot with you? He's telling the cameraman to snap. Please serve. Once in a while, step out of your office, president of the ministry, check the toilet. Check the premises. See if there is something you can pick from the ground. Service is a heart that gives you your path with God. It's a heart. You have the heart of a servant, the heart of service. We were at the Redemption Camp for a program. Presidents of ministry, senior ministers, bishops, archbishops were there. And Mama Gio was running up and down serving everybody. And my wife stood up and rushed to her to collect what she was holding. I said, Mama, we are here. You don't need to serve. Mama said, no, I will serve. That is why we are here. That is why we are here. She assisted to serve, to assist her to serve, but she continued her service. That is why we are here. To me, it means two things. I am here to serve, and service brought me here. If you ever see any true servant today, he is a leader tomorrow. No witchcraft can tie you down. No bad will can stop you. No hatred can limit you. If you ever see a man or a woman with the heart of service today, he is a leader tomorrow. If you doubt me, ask Joseph. A
I see somebody going places here. If you were the one, your amen would have been louder than that. Receive that impartation now. The grace to serve is released upon you now.
In Jesus' precious name, take your seat. Quality devotional life, vibrant word study, periodic consecrational fast, quality worship life, committed kingdom service. 6. Addicted soul winning and discipleship. Addicted soul winning. Every Christian whose spiritual life is working must influence people for the kingdom. Everyone. There is no modern day Christianity. John 15:16 said, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it unto you." In other words, don't bother asking the Father anything if you are not winning souls. Do you hear that? Don't bother asking the Father anything. Mark chapter 16 verse 15. He came to them and he said to them, "Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues." Verse 20. And they went forth everywhere and preached. There are different ways of preaching, but by all means, let your life influence somebody for God. I've said this many times. If nobody is learning from you, your life is wasting. If nobody is learning anything from you, that is, nobody can say, "How are you doing this or that? Show me the way to God. Help me. What is your secret?" Then you are wasting somewhere. But you will not waste in Jesus' name. Let somebody follow your footsteps. Let somebody ask you how to know God. And you go out yourself and work on people. That was number 6. Number 7 is giving and sacrificial lifestyle. Giving and sacrificial lifestyle. Everyone addicted to God is also donated to God. That is what both you and everything you have, holding nothing back. Lord, I'm in yours, holding nothing back. Walk on me, both in and out. Lord, I'm in your hands. Giving and sacrificial lifestyle. Psalm 96 verse 8. He said, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." Bring an offering and come. Genesis 22, 1 to 3 or to 5, where we read, God tempted Abraham and said, "Give me your son, your only son." So, you know, people whose heart are with God because their treasures flow in the direction of God. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. And where your heart is, there your treasure will be. Measure your spiritual life. I have never been reminded of tithe from the year of 1986 to today. Not from high institution pocket money. Not reminded once. My wife is seated here. There is not 1 month. There is too much problem today. Can we forget tithe for this month? And pay? Impossible. Not now. From when we were frying a goosey together. Yes, 2 medical doctors. We live in one room before. One room in a boys' quarter. And I used to cook a goosey in the university. if you taste the egusi I cook, you won't give it to anybody. I'm telling you, if you taste it, there is a way I bleach the oil. So when we married each other, we taught each other that particular one. This, can you do it? Let's try this. You know, from that time, when the office of the church was inside the bus, some of you may know that bus. From that one bedroom, one room in boys' quarter to inside the bus, when counseling was inside the bus, couldn't forget offering, couldn't forget tithe. Never be reminded once. It is part giving and sacrificial lifestyle. That was number 7. Number 8, addiction to the fellowship of the brethren is a sign of healthy spirituality. Healthy. Psalm 84 verse 7 said, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before the Lord. They go from strength to strength. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. There he said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day. Every teacher needs to be taught. Every pastor needs to be pastored. Every iron needs to be sharpened. That is what the company of the brethren does. Am I communicating? Anytime you see a brother who is staying away from church, it is an emergency situation that requires emergency crisis management. Because the devil introduces isolation before he brings destruction. You didn't hear what I just said? He isolates before he destroys. If you don't remember, I'm sure you remember the Uriah the Hittite. Eh? That was the strategy that Joab gave to David. He said, send him to the fort. Joab gave to David. He was the one who counseled David. Send Uriah to the forefront of the battle. All right, where you see that valiant men stay and retire. Yes, David was instructing Joab. And retire from him. So there is a place in the front of the battle that is not for everybody. Then secondly, if you want to destroy anybody, withdraw people from him. Am I communicating at all? Don't ever become so spiritual that you won't go to church. If you are not going to go because of what is being preached, go because the Holy Spirit is there. Go because of the climate of the Spirit. And go because it is commanded. You know, there are pastors who have never been to any pastor's meeting. They are going to the pastor's meeting to do what? I heard a funny story from somebody who was asked to go for marriage class. He said, what they are teaching in the marriage class, he too can teach it. Danger signal. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Am I communicating? Take your seat. I am aware, God is aware, the devil is aware, that we wouldn't have neared here if we just stood on our own. No way. Year by year, refueling, refilling, recharging. You see, here we have pastors of ministries who are pastoring mega ministries, big, large ministries, branches across the country, branches all over the world. Sit down and they are listening. Somebody say when he sees me taking notes during Shiloh or during ministers' conference, and he sees me on television writing and writing and writing, he says, what is he writing again? I tell him, I said, you don't know what I'm writing. There are some times I come out of those meetings with 35 action points. Out of what was being said, I'm hearing something. Out inside the light, I saw light. I usually return with plenty work for the house. Immediate work. What am I writing again? You don't know something. Even my baby can teach me. And they have done that many times. You will succeed. The reason why God directed you here, he has implicated the devil.
Somebody who is stepping into explosion, shout the loudest, amen. The loudmost, amen. See, after me say, things are working in my life. My spiritual life must work.
Take your seat. Shout out praise. Number 9. Signs of healthy spirituality. Number 9. Walking in practical love. Practical love. Love for the brethren. Romans chapter 13 verse 8. He said, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. That is, you won't be looking for which commandment to keep if you follow the law of love. If you effortlessly kept the commandments. Because hatred is the foundation for killing. John chapter 13 verse 34 to 35. John 13, 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. 1 John 4, 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is love. You can be in church for 20 years. If you don't love, you don't know God. You can actually be a pastor. If you don't know love, you don't know God. Let me say some practical things. Don't see people succeed and get angry. Calm down. The person doesn't have two heads. God is no respecter of persons. What he does for one, he can do for another. Celebrate it to attract it. Am I communicating? Don't allow your countenance to change. Ask God to help your heart. Also, don't be anywhere where people's character are destroyed. Walk away. Walk away. Walk away. Walk away. Walk away. Don't be anywhere where another human being is the topic. Am I communicating at all? I was in somewhere some time ago and some guys gathered together. I won't go into details. And they say, as for I had one kid, this and that. Oh, another one say he is so anointed that if he has the money that Benny Hinn has, the whole world will hear of him. I say, what am I doing here? I just stood up on the spot from that day till eternity. When I see some of those guys just pass. Hello, how are you, sir? move my way. What do you benefit from destroying another person's character? And Jehovah is hearing you. Almighty is hearing. Let practical love free us from envy and competitive jealousy. Pastor, you are not in competition with another pastor. There are pastors in this ministry here, under the cover of this ministry, who are in the same cities as brethren, doing mighty works without competition, without intimidation. They are here now as I'm talking. Not one, not two. Hallelujah. Walking is proof. Whenever you come across, help him. Whenever you come across your brethren, let them feel goodwill. You know, when you come across some people, you feel some vibes. You feel some hatred. You feel some, there are things you feel. And you know that you know, I preached some time and one man began to quarrel with his wife at home. Why did you go and talk to the pastor? Everything you are saying is talking about me. And the woman said, I didn't say anything. You say everything you are saying. The other day I was saying that some people, if money enters their hand, it becomes as if the kindness, drunkard's kindness. One says, that's exactly the picture of the husband. I am just talking under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Don't move about and behave like you didn't see your brother. That is not Christianity. See me here. Brother, how are you? Is camera see me? How are you? How is life? Don't worry, he's afraid. Are you okay? The Lord bless you. Sister, how are you? The Lord bless you. How are you? Do you see what I just did now? How are you? How are you? Everything okay? So, when last did you? What about these people? What do you want? What confusion is that? What seed of discord is that? Which heaven are you planning to go? A heaven where you won't see these people? Is there going to be a department where you will be and others won't be? Am I communicating at all? Let love be practiced. If somebody offended you, tell the person and settle it on the spot. Let it die there and proceed with your life. Instead of carrying a climate and an atmosphere that is not correct. Consider others in your life and consider the effect of your action. I was coming this evening. A woman parked her car by this roundabout here, this one with the cross. Center of roundabout, tying her tie inside the car. I stopped. I said, what is going on here? They looked at me and continued tying their tie. Obviously, they didn't know who it was or something. So I stepped out and screamed. Before she moved the car, if you are the one, I need to see you to rebuke you well. Roundabout, will you do that in town? Government's roundabout in city center. You parked your car there. Not that the car grounded. You parked it tying her tie. And vehicles are coming. Those are the kind of actions people put forth with. That actions that have no consideration for other human beings. He said, anybody who does not walk in love doesn't know God. He doesn't know God. He doesn't know. He may know church, but he doesn't know God. He may know pastor, he doesn't know God. And this is something we have to work on. Is there a pastor you are not in talking terms with? A person may not be your friend, but let him not be your enemy. Because both friendship and enmities are choices. Walking in practical love is a mark. That was what they used to mark the early apostles. They had everything in common. A whole month in this church, we took the subject of love. Pick it up and let's. That is one of the first times I heard love preached in church for a whole month. Somebody say amen. Are you angry? Instead of criticizing that sister's cloth, buy her one. Instead of criticizing that brother's shoe, buy him a shoe. Finally, number 10. Walking in practical care for the needy. Practical care for the needy. I've already entered the subject. Practical care for the needy. You see what James said in James chapter 1 verse 27? Pure religion and undefiled, unadulterated, unalloyed spirituality before God and the Father is, visit the fatherless, visit the widows in their affliction. In addition to that, keep yourself unspotted for the world. Christianity without charity lacks authenticity. The charity component of Christianity is what imparts it authenticity. You know, in the United Kingdom, churches are called charities. They are charities. Because they expect them to do charity. Not just churches, but Christians to be charitable. Touch a life, change a life, touch it, change a soul, touch a destiny. Just do something. Abraham, we said in Genesis 14:14, here was this man raising other people's children, people he didn't know. Beloved brothers and sisters, there may be other things that are extensions of this. For example, the quality devotional life leads to upright living. The study of the word builds your faith, and so on and so forth. But if you do these 10 things, if these 10 things does not include all the things you need to do, one of them will lead you to the things you need to do. Because if you ever teach a man to pray in the Holy Ghost will teach him the rest. Stand upon your feet. just ensure you keep him praying. In the spirit at least. The spirit will teach him the balance. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. Will you lift up your hands everywhere you are? Will you be upstanding? And lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Worship him.
Honor him.
If we take a few minutes to pray these things into our lives, is it too much? So we are going to take 2 minutes per point. 2 minutes per point. 2 minutes per point. And then pray them into our lives. But before we do that, lift your hands, lift your voice. First of all, appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords for the privilege of hearing these things at this time. Appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords for the opportunity of His word. Go on ahead and appreciate Him.
Amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever.
Lift your hands and let's worship Him for this download of His word.
Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Sing it one more time.
Amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might be unto the Lord. Forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Blessings
and glory,
wisdom, thanksgiving,
and
honor, power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Rock.
Lift up your two hands and say after me, say, Father. So the ICT, you put this prayer, the points on the screen, and we'll do that after every 2 minutes. You lift your hands and say, Father, I want fresh fire for my prayer life, for my devotional life. Father, baptize me with fresh fire now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. Pray. Lord, fresh fire, fresh fire. Lima maya ya 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 ya. Leperete sike damaya ganaya la la. Leperete setina managaya la la. Hastalo, hastalo me predide veredi la la asta. Leperete skida galaya nasta. Repata sike lo maragaya lish. Le veredi la asta. Korana me la asta. Rete sikade levere ya la la. Brava dayate suma nagaladis, suma nagaladis, kepere nigalasta, surana mayala yala la hasta, zero tasete la mayala la la la, lepere de gayala la hasta, zakola yala yala la la, repata satala yala yala, repata secola gala, lemarane yala la hasta, leta fera nema dogazaria, leperete sudi yala la, reta sadila yamanagala la. Reta sanana galaya la lasta. Reta sorina galaya la la. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and say, Father, give me fresh passion.
Give me fresh passion.
For your word.
For your word.
Open my eyes, Lord.
Open my eyes.
To see wonders.
To see wonders.
Now, how many of you believe that what we just passed through quickly now is more like a syllabus for primitive Christianity? just follow this is what the ancients follow. If this is the only thing you got out of this conference, you didn't waste your coming. So I want you to pray this with passion. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I make demands
on fresh passion.
For your word.
For your word.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
To see wonders.
To see wonders.
Out of your word.
Out of your word.
Open my eyes,
open
Lord.
My eyes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray. Pray. In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands and say, Father.
Father.
Now, if there is anyone here, they say you have ulcer, because of that, you cannot fast. Today, that ulcer dies forever. Or maybe blood sugar disease, and you cannot wait on the Lord as you should. That blood sugar disease dies forever. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I receive the grace
and the discipline
for a fasted life.
I receive the grace
and the discipline
for a fasted life.
I receive that grace
now.
Open your mouth and pray. Ah, shut up. Precious name. Lift your hands and say after me, Father, I receive a fresh baptism of the mantle of worship, the mantle of praise. I receive a fresh baptism of the mantle of worship, the mantle of praise. I receive a fresh baptism of that mantle. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. Name. Lift your hands and say, Father, help me with the grace for committed service. I am sorry, Lord, if I have not served the way I should have served. But I receive that grace for committed service from today to serve committedly, to serve passionately. I receive the grace now. Open your mouth and pray. Shut up. Jesus' precious name. Please be upstanding if you can. There is a local song we used to sing. Praise the Lord, the God of Abraham is still alive. Praise the Lord, He never changes at all, at all. Are there no old timers here? Praise the Lord, the God of Abraham is still alive. Praise the Lord, He never changes at all, at all. November of the year of 1996. That 10th of November of this year was a Tuesday service. I was lying here, and around 6 a.m. I saw somebody deliver a child and brought to the church. That's 6 a.m. About 6 a.m. And I came in for service about 9 a.m. Around 9 a.m. Before I could mention that I saw somebody deliver a child, a woman was in labor at the clinic here, right here. Child was coming out with hand, with cord round the neck twice. That is death. That is maternal mortality. Infant and maternal mortality. Because that is going to do abruptio placenta and then bleed to death. And now, the nurse pushed the hand back. Long story made short, that child was born and brought here on the 10th of November. That's the child. That Tuesday morning. And the Lord said, this is a prophetic announcement for the anniversary of the church. I saw it in vision before I came to church service. What I saw, I didn't know it was happening the same day. I thought I was seeing something. Alright? And he said, it's going to be a season of fruitfulness, multiplication, and enlargement. And in case you are here, you are trusting God to be fruitful, to multiply, to enlarge, whether physical, spiritual, church-wise. As you are here, you are implicated. Now, you know, our anniversary was the second week. of November before to commemorate that time. But we will have the second week program and then still have night vigil at the end of the month. So we moved it to join with the vigil. So this is actually like the anniversary celebration. And on this anniversary night again, another delivery has taken place. It's opening mouth already looking for food. When did you arrive before you are looking for food? How long did you start before you are hungry? That is baby there. Once has God spoken. Twice. This thing is now happening twice. Within this anniversary season as a double confirmation. You know, children of these days open eye too much. He's born today, he's opening eye. If you are not going to celebrate any day, I don't know how you are not going to celebrate today. I don't know how you are not going to celebrate today. For the next 5 to 7 minutes, celebrate your fruitfulness. Celebrate your multiplication. Celebrate your enlargement. Celebrate your breakthrough. Celebrate your turnaround. Celebrate your change of story. Are you ready? High praise.
We praise your name, O Lord. We give you all the praise. You are worthy.
Call him, 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 call him
Is the spirit of prophecy. Every testimony came to prophesy. And the prophecy of tonight is, every delivery you are expecting is happening now. open your mouth and tell God what you will remember this conference for. What you will remember this night for. Father, thank you for the delivery of supernatural signs and wonders in life and ministry. Thank you for ushering me into the realm of unusual business explosion. Whatever it is, open your mouth and tell God. Let's go. 1 minute. In Jesus' precious name. Now lift up your hands. Let's get through with this very, very quickly. And then we shall do one or two things. Please, just be patient briefly. We'll be closing not too long. But ensure you share the grace before you go. Now lift up your hands and let's pray for point number 6. Father, I make demands on the grace for soul winning. Addiction. To souls. I receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Precious name. Lift your hands and make demands. Father, I receive the grace for giving the spirit of sacrifice like the apostles to know how to release the power to release that is connected to the power to receive. I make demands on that power to release that is connected to the power to receive. I make demands on that power now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands and say, Father, I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
Never to despise.
Never to despise.
The fellowship of the brethren.
The fellowship of brethren.
I receive the grace,
I receive the grace
of addiction.
So
the fellowship of the brethren.
I receive that grace
now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I'm going to go to the hospital.
In the name of Jesus. One, two more to go. I say, Father, grace to walk in love.
Grace to walk in love
with the brethren.
With the brethren.
I receive that grace.
I receive that grace.
Now. Grace to walk in love.
Grace to walk in love
with the brethren.
With the brethren.
I receive that grace.
I receive that grace.
Now.
Now.
Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name. Finally, Father, I receive a heart for the needy, a heart of practical care, a heart of practical welfare. Open your mouth and speak to God. Say, Father,
Father,
I receive the heart,
I receive the heart
to walk in practical care,
to walk in practical
for,
care
the needy,
for the needy.
I receive that heart.
I receive that heart.
I receive that grace.
I receive that,
I receive that heart.
I receive that heart.
Now, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name, this is the confidence we have that if we pray in accordance with His will, He hears us. Lift your hands and appreciate Him for answer to prayers. Appreciate Him, honor Him, adore Him. Father, we give You the praise. Hallelujah. You believe God spoke to you and touched you, give Him three thunderous hallelujahs. One. Give the Lord a praise, and please, you may have your seat. Hallelujah. It is possible that there is someone who didn't come out during the first altar call that was given, and you heard this message, and you feel touched by what you heard, and you want to come out to hand over your life to Jesus, to have your sins forgiven, and to have today make a new day or become a new day in your life. Anyone in that capacity or category, quickly stand up on your feet and come forward with a count of seven. You didn't come out at first. Maybe you are not convinced, but now you are convinced to make your way right with Jesus. Don't go home until you have given your life to Christ. Alright? We have just one, two or three more things to say or do before we go this morning. So please, remain where you are. Quickly come forward at the count of seven. One. Lord, I give You my heart. I give You my soul. I live for You. I love every step that I take. Every moment I'm aware. Have Your way, Lord. Everybody, body, body, say,
Lord, I give You my heart.
Quickly come forward, one.
Give You my soul.
Two.
For You alone. Every breath that I
as you come, come with your Bibles, come with your bath. And everything you have, you brought to church.
Have your way, Lord. Everybody see. Oh, Lord, I give you my soul.
I live for you, oh Lord.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Your will, Lord.
Place your hand on your chest and say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus,
keep coming. Movements out, please. Especially on that praise gate. Ushers, find out if they are not going to the restroom, then they should hold on. Place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life. The Lord multiply your harvest. Multiply His grace upon your life. Multiply your soul as a soul winner. And may more souls come out of your life. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands.